Yo, what's up, guys? So, oh god, my brain just like melted. So I'm gonna be doing Brainy Babes. Sorry, I'm still a little bit ill. Brainy Babes, you never forget your first questioner. About losing you. Well, obviously, I'm so good at English. Okay, about your first time, basically. So, question one. How old were you? I was 15 when I lost my virginity. And looking back at it, it was kind of young. And I did wish I waited. But, hey-ho. Who are you with? And what was the nature of the friendship? Relationship. It was with one of my friends who's called Danny. And we was just good friends. Yeah. Were you in love? No, we weren't in love. We weren't even together. How long had we known each other? So I had known him since I moved house from where I was living, so I moved house when I was 9. I was 8. I think I was 8 when we moved house. So we moved house, and so I would have known him for 7 years. Damn. He was like my first friend I made when I moved. Yeah. What expectations did I have? I kind of wanted to know what the whole fuss were about. So I was like, oh, it must be amazing, because like everyone keeps going on about it. I don't know, my expectations were obviously for it to be this amazing thing. Because, yeah, like, everyone seemed to be so obsessed about it. Especially at, like, around 15, like, 14, 15, 16. It's, like, pretty much all people spoke about sex. So, yeah, but it wasn't that good, was it? Where were you? So, we were in a tent. Basically. What was the context? So it was a party. So we went a big group of us, like a big group of friends. We all went, we used to go camping quite a lot, but we got hold, well, one of their like older brothers or whatever got a bunch of alcohol for us and some devil's lettuce. So it was like a party, but not like a party, like a chill like party. Like, there was a lot of people and we were all drinking, but we just went camping kind of thing. How did you feel? So I was fucking terrified. So yeah, I was really scared. Basically, I was just scared shitless. Did it hurt? It did hurt. I remember it hurt quite a lot. But he was really sweet about it. So, he tried taking it slow, but that was making it worse, kind of thing. But yeah, it did. It did hurt. Had we previously discussed having sex? So we did. So we knew this camping thing was happening and we'd planned to do it. But what happened? Well, I always tell myself that I forgot that we planned it happen, and I always tell people that I forgot, but I don't think I did. I think I've just kind of like, after telling myself so long that I forgot about it. I don't think I did forget though, because you don't forget something like that. But we planned for it to happen, and instead of staying with him when I was meant to, and not going off with, so basically everyone else went off somewhere. I can't remember what we were doing, but I was meant to stay behind with him, but I didn't, and I claimed that I forgot that we planned it off. And then I got a text asking me to come back, and I pretended I didn't know why when I did, and I got there, and he was in the tent, naked, condom on. He was all ready for me, and I freaked out and ran away and cried and hid, and he had to come find me and like calm me down and bring me back. So yeah, was it planned or spontaneous? It was planned. Was there anything to trigger the event? No. Well, I guess when he brought me back and we were sitting there, we was talking, I'd like calmed down. We just looked at each other and we kissed, and it just kind of happened. Do you remember what? Sorry, my throat's like a little bit fucked. I've had had a bit of a cold the last few days, and I think I'm getting like sore throat now, so that's great. Do you remember what you and your partner was wearing? I don't really. I'm pretty sure I was just wearing like, so I didn't wear the same clothes, but I was looked the same. So I would have been wearing like my Converse, some skinny jeans, some kind of shirt, like it probably would have been a vest top or I don't know what America's called it, I forgot, but some kind of printed top. I probably said something silly on it. And the at the time, these they're kind of like cardigans. They're like these long like cardigans were in fashion, so I'm pretty sure I was wearing a black one of them, and I'm pretty sure he was like just wearing, because we were like emo kids and that kind of gang. Well, I wouldn't even say I was an emo kid, I was more like a skater kid. I used to skateboard, side note, but yeah, I'm getting so distracted. So yeah, what was he wearing? So I don't know, skinny jeans, shirt, Converse, some kind of shoe, I don't know. Was music playing? If so, do you remember the song? I do remember in the distance there was music, I could hear the music, but I don't really remember what it was, or if I could make out what it was. Did you use protection? Who was responsible for it? How did it work out? We did use protection, and he brought the protection, and yeah, basically he was responsible for it, and it worked out fine. Yeah. Did you come? Did your partner? Did you come together? I didn't. It hurt. I just wanted it to be over. He did come, so I told him just to keep going while I mask the pen I was in. Yeah. What did we do immediately afterwards? We had a cuddle. We spooned for a little bit, and then went back and met up with everyone else. Well, we had a little chat and like a cuddle, and yeah, it was cute. Like, it was fine. How did I feel afterwards? I kind of felt, I was disappointed, because I was like, what is this big, I didn't understand the big deal about sex, and obviously because it hurt, I really just didn't even want to do it again. So I was disappointed, and I was like embarrassed because of what happened beforehand as well. But I was also slightly relieved, because finally this big thing that everyone was always going on about, I've finally done it. And it was kind of a silly thing to feel at the time, because I felt so pressured into doing it. Like, he didn't pressure me into doing it. We was just both talking about it. The reason why we did it is because we were good friends. And we was just talking about how everyone seems to be, like, having sex and... and how we hadn't yet, and I think it was actually me that brought it up, like, jerkingly. But we ended it up, and then English. We ended up planning it out, and what was your relationship going forward? We stayed friends. We were friends all the way until I was. I still see him when I go home sometimes, or I see him around, and we're friendly, and we'll have like a little chat, but we're not like good friends. But after the time, we were still really good friends. It didn't really affect the relationship at all. We were just just good friends. Am I still in touch with your first partner? No, I don't speak to him regularly, but I do. So when I go home from uni, I see him around sometimes. When I was working in the pub that I worked before I went to uni, he used to come in sometimes and we'd have a chat and stuff. But, obviously we're not like close like we were. We're just like old friends catching up, kind of thing like that. If you could do it all over, would you change anything? Well, I wouldn't rush into it, kind of like how I did, and I wouldn't let the pressure of everyone else make me want to do it so bad. I don't know. I didn't have an issue with the guy I done it with, but it would have been nice if it was like someone that like I was in a relationship with and stuff. But he was a lovely guy, and we were really good friends, so it wasn't like it was just some random dude. Yeah, I probably would have waited. And did it with someone that I was in a relationship with. If you could send a message back to your virgin self, what would you want them to know about sex? So, buckle up, kids. The first time's gonna hurt, like, so much, so be prepared for that. And it gets better after that. You don't have to be so scared. And don't feel so pressured into doing it. It's not a big deal. It's just sex. Sex isn't a big deal. It's just a thing that feels good, and that happens, but not the first time. It sucks, but after that, well, a few more times. I don't know. Just don't be so like scared around sex. I don't know. Fucking shit. Sorry for I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry for rambling so much, guys. I'm a little bit sleepy, and I've had a lot of the medicines. So and I'm ill, so I'm just gonna stop talking now, because I'm so rambly. Bye.